It is time once again for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Denny. Boy, it's getting close, isn't it?
It really is. And then I'm looking at the forecast for about 46 on Friday, so I don't know what's going on.
Balmy, balmy. Today I thought I would talk about the gift of good taste, wine. Give the gift they won't return. No one ever returns wine as a gift. And a gift of wine in a basket that comes bold and brimming with good cheer is really a sign, in my opinion, of good taste. There's great, great presents for the wine buff. We've talked about them before, but who wouldn't enjoy a fine vintage wine? Or you're giving them the experience of enjoying that wine, too, which is important. I was looking at some of the wine gifts that are available, and I thought I might share a few of them with you. One of my favorite areas of the entire world is Burgundy. And there are two Burgundies that are just wonderful. One is a BOGO. That's where you buy one and get the second one free. For a Savigny-le-Bon by Henri de Viamont. And it's 2017, so the one buy one get the second one free. For a Savigny-le-Bon by Henri de Viamont. And it's 2017, so the wine is 6 years old. It's drinking just beautifully, and the BOGO is at $50, so the bottles are only $25 each, and they, believe me, are worth every penny of it. It's delicious. You can't find a Savigny-le-Bon, that's a southern Burgundy wine, for that kind of money. And then the other wine, which is a more expensive, it's $100 a bottle. It's Chambolle Musigny from Boissé. Our friends the Boissés produce this Chambolle Musigny at their own estate, and it's 2018, so it's 5 years old. It's drinking beautifully. It'll drink beautifully for the next 5 or 6 years, and it really is a delicious wine, embodying everything you would want in a Burgundy. Two Burgundies there, again, the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of you who are giving it, and also reflects the taste of the recipient, that you're acknowledging that they have pretty good taste, too. And so these kind of wines, like I say, I like to say it's the gift of good taste because it reflects good taste. The other couple of wines that come to mind are a port. You've often heard me say how I love sitting by the fire and having port with a little Stilton cheese before you go to bed at night, particularly on a cold winter night. Well, we've got a Quinta de Naval 2003. It also is a BOGO. It's kind of expensive, but it's vintage port that you'll be able to drink that 25 years from now. It's that good a port. Quinta de Naval is one of the finest houses in Portugal. This is from their own estate. It's a vintage port, $75 a bottle. But when you're talking about these kind of wines, remember, you can open them and reseal them, etc. You don't have to drink them all at one setting. A bottle of port stoppered up and held in a cool place will really stay pretty good for 6 to 8 weeks even. And the same thing is true of sherry. About a year ago, I encountered somebody from South America who bought, by mistake, a whole bunch of 100-year-old sherry. Pedro Ximenez, and it is from a 100-year-old Solera. The wine is absolutely a drinking experience. Imagine being able to sip on a 100-year-old bottle of sherry for only about $75 a bottle. Again, these are relatively expensive, but they're drinking experiences, in my opinion, that you wouldn't want to miss. Believe me, that sherry, when you think about it, at 100 years old, and it's sweet and delicious and it's a perfect way to finish off an evening, particularly on a cold winter's night. That's that Pedro Ximenez, just marvelous. Or if you like port, that Quinta de Naval 2003 is right up there, right with it. Another thing to think about, we've talked about this before, maybe you should just indulge yourself in a real French champagne. You know, sparkling wine is made all over the world. And I think anyone who knows champagne will agree that no one makes it like the French. They do a wonderful job. Of course, they're helped by their location. You know, that area, it's a little to the north and east of Paris. And it's all that chalk. The White Cliffs of Dover, frankly, are the same chalk band under the earth that ends up in Champagne. And when you taste blind tasting wine, you can always pick out real French Champagne because it has that quality that sparkling wines, no matter how good or where they're made, just simply don't come to the table with as much as real French Champagne. The sparkling wines of Italy, you know, the Proseccos and the Cavas from Spain and sparkling wines from Chile or Australia or Argentina, even the sparkling wines from England, which are pretty good, incidentally, all can't compare and pale by comparison when compared to a real French Champagne. And we've got a couple that are just phenomenally priced. We have some Piper High Tech under $40 a bottle, which is really good. And the best buy of all is Nicholas Faute, which is under $30 a bottle. Imagine that, $30 a bottle for real French Champagne. What a wonderful gift that would be to give someone a bottle of real French Champagne, especially someone who likes sparkling wine. You'd certainly gain lots of brownie points with that, in my opinion. Another interesting wine to give, in my opinion, there's a good buy-in is Rombauer Chardonnay. Rombauer is, without question, the best of the mass-produced Chardonnays in this country. And Rombauer has a special niche in almost everybody who likes Chardonnay's palate. They say, "My, this is really good." And that's a terrific bargain, too, also under $40. But when you're talking about wine, what would be better than coming up with a basket or box of wine and then pick out an area? Say, perhaps it's France, or perhaps it's Argentina, or Italy. I think you get the idea. Or Chile. Even our own Minnesota. I remember many years ago, Dave Dernberger called me when he was a U.S. senator, and it's a tradition in the Senate that each senator gives the other senator some product from his state. And I said to Dave, "Why don't we try wine?" We had already done wild rice and a few other things. And we tried those small bottles of wine from Bailey Vineyards, and it was a big hit because everyone in the Senate didn't think wine could grow in our cold climate. And the Baileys proved them wrong with that wonderful wine. It was their sweet wine that's dried on straw mats, and it was really very good and made a big hit. But again, you get the idea on it. Wines really can be just a marvelous, marvelous gift. You can give them different types. You know, here we talked about geographic areas, France, Italy, etc., Sicily maybe. How about different types of wine? A bunch of Chardonnays, a bunch of Rosés, Cabernets, Merlot, several different Proseccos, a bunch of different kinds of sparkling wine. Would just be marvelous. Or if somebody has a sweet tooth, there's sweet wines from all over the world that are very interesting. And at the moment, sweet wines are out of favor. When anybody says sweet wine, "Oh, I don't like sweet wine." But sweet wine has its place. You know, a sweet beer in Auschlitz, which is from Germany, with dried apricots, is one of the best desserts in the world. Just a simple dried apricot and a sip of beer in Auschlitz. My goodness, what an experience that is. It explodes in your mouth with the wonderful sensation of that Riesling sweetened. It's just marvelous. Try that once and you won't say any longer, "I hate sweet wine," because some of those sweet wines are really marvelous. There's a one from France called Chateau Yquem, which in my opinion is the most complex wine made in the entire world. It's a blend of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc, and that when they harvest the grapes, they look like raisins. They've been attacked by the noble rot, Fuddle, in Germany. And anyhow, it's sweet as can be, but the wine is an experience. The layers, and it's without question the most complex wine I've ever had in my life. And I've had many glasses of Chateau Yquem, and I'll tell you, you can't go wrong if you want a sweet wine with trying Chateau Yquem, or for that matter, even try a lesser Sauternes from Bordeaux. Those wines are just incredible, and they've built a reputation over the centuries, mind you, of people seeking them out and wanting them for their quality. And as I said, Yekem happens to be at the top of the list, but there are many, many wonderful sauternes that aren't as exalted as Yekem, and subsequently the price isn't as exalted either, but makes it an absolutely great gift. A combination of wine and something else. We talked about this before, wine and a recipe. And perhaps the recipe is an Italian recipe for pasta. Give them the pasta and the bottle of wine and the recipe. Make a wonderful gift. It's personalized. And talk about a gift of good taste. There you have it. I mean, really, you can do that with a book, for example, and some wine. Every now and then you'll read a book and they mention a wine in it. That's a good gift, too. It's sort of an intellectual challenge. Find this wine in the book. Anyhow, the idea of wine, you just really, really do reflect good taste on the part of the giver and as part of the recipient as well. I mentioned ports. You can give an assortment of ports. It would be great. 3 bottles. That would last a couple winters, maybe. Or a hunk of Stilton cheese in a bottle of port. What a wonderful gift that would be. Or pick 3 bottles and have 3 recipes to go with it, with an aperitif, maybe an hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer, and have a sparkling wine. Then a wine with a meal, and whatever the meal is going to be, the wine should reflect that. And then lastly, a wine to finish the meal, again, maybe a sweet wine there, because they're so wonderful. Then someone was asking me about other kinds of baskets. Obviously in the drink business, and those baskets for drinks are so popular, you can give all the ingredients for a margarita, or a Moscow Mule, or a Manhattan, or a martini, or your favorite bootleg. Or how about a basket of assorted beers, maybe craft beers just from Minnesota? For that matter, you could probably put a craft beer thing with just Minneapolis beers. It's just incredible how many there are. And one of the gifts I always suggest to people is Wine Away. If you've ever spilled wine on a white tablecloth or over a rug or a nice piece of furniture and you feel so badly, believe me, if you have some Wine Away, spray it right on and the wine stain is gone immediately. Wine Away. If anybody that drinks wine every now and then is going to spill a little. And if you have Wine Away, you don't have to worry anymore at all, because it's a marvelous, marvelous gift. Say, speaking of gifts and marvelous things, at this time of year, hot drinks are very popular. And I like to warn people, if you're making hot drinks, and if you go to the Haskell's website, we have literally hundreds of recipes for hot drinks that are fun to make, etc. But one of the things is they all should have a warning. When you're drinking a hot drink, usually it's very, very sweet and goes down very, very easily. And you don't notice the amount of liquor in there till all of a sudden you've gotten tipsy. So if you're having hot drinks, limit yourself to 1-2 at the most. And whether that hot drink is a delicious glass of Glögg, which is kind of a warmed wine that's so popular in Europe, and when you go to all those Christmas fairs that they have where they sell handmade things, and whether you're in France or Germany or Italy, those Christmas fairs, they always have a signature Glögg or mulled wine, and it's really good. We have one we make at Haskell's with red wine, apple cider, and a little brandy, and simple syrup. It is absolutely delicious. Another thing, of course, if somebody likes Irish coffee, give them a good bottle of Irish whiskey and the other fixings to make Irish coffee. We often tell the story about there's a bar in San Francisco called Buena Vista. And Buena Vista often tells people that they are the home of the Irish coffee. Well, that's true and it's not true. Buena Vista is a very popular place and probably sells more Irish coffees than they do any place else. But it was actually invented at Shannon Airport, because years ago, all the planes going to Europe had to stop to refuel in Shannon. That was the furthest distance they could go. And Shannon, one time they were stopped there, a plane load, and the bartender had to muse these people for a while, and he came up with Irish coffee, and That's the story on Irish coffee. Well, anyhow, I think you get the idea. When you give a gift of wine, it's the ultimate gift of good taste. And they don't return it. And what more can you ask? Somebody, you're giving them a wonderful experience. You're complimenting them on their taste, etc. And there's a good place where you can pick up all those wonderful wines and spirits and beers as well. And that's Haskell's.
And they've got you at Haskell's have some great locations too, Jack.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine and food. And they also will love to help you with your Christmas list for any kind of Christmas wine or spirits that you need. There's a Haskell's near you where we right now are celebrating our holiday sale, which going strong, and you can pick up all sorts of wonderful bargains during that sale. There's a Haskell's near you. There's one in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior in Faribault right off at 35W. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. And also, incidentally, today we're testing wines from the Pacific Northwest at all the Haskell's store wines from. Forget, we do deliver. And also, incidentally, today we're testing wines from the Pacific Northwest at all the Haskell's store wines from Oregon and Washington.
Fantastic.
Stop
a great
and
day.
Try them.
Oh, absolutely. Great day for that. Jack, let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.